And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good afternoon, everybody. And good afternoon, everybody. There I am.
Try it a third time.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
How you doing, everybody? I hope you had a fantastic day today. It was gorgeous out there.
You know, we had the Festival of Books last weekend.
Fabulous.
And the weather was spectacular.
It really was.
And, you know, Saturday was packed. I mean, you had second Saturday downtown. You had the Festival of Books. Roller derby was going on.
Oh, wow. The Cats were participating in the Pac-10 tournament.
Absolutely.
Which broke my heart at that last second shot, darn it. But
yeah, but and you know, yesterday was gorgeous. Today is gorgeous. This is one of the great reasons we live.
The Chamber of Commerce days,
we love living in Tucson, Arizona.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, speaking of, we do have a lot of stuff going on, and the Festival of Books was a huge success.
Right. $350,000 they gave away to literacy programs in Tucson, Southern Arizona. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's spectacular.
Amazing.
That is spectacular.
So we want to thank our sponsors real quick, do a little housekeeping. Thank our sponsors for putting up with us and so y'all can hear the Fred and Jeff Show. And that includes Barker Morrissey Contracting, a made-to-order, Casa de la Luz Hospice, H&S Estate Gardening, Temco Air Environmental, Ronstadt Insurance, and a host of others. The Monkey Burger.
The Monkey Burger. I saw Roy today.
Yeah. Good stuff over there. So please support our sponsors. They support us, and they are good people, one and all. We have a huge show for you today, and I'm not just talking about the size of our guests. I'm talking about
ourselves.
We're just talking about you know, what's going on today. So
yeah, well, there's a bunch of stuff we need to talk about. First of all, just for my general amusement, I was asked, very kindly asked, to be a judge over at Laughs Comedy Cafe.
For
they're
what?
Having, well, every Thursday night, it's free and open to the public. It's open mic night.
So you're getting up there telling jokes?
No, not yet.
Oh,
I'm working on my own little shtick, and I think we'll work it out here on live radio, and then I'll take it to the free open mic night.
Oh, Lord. That'll be a good one. Let me know when that happens.
So two brothers were walking down the street. No, but it's great because the last couple of weeks they have a contest going on. It's sort of like Last Comic Standing, but they're doing it for Tucson and actually Arizona because they're connected with the Phoenix Comedy Club. And so the last couple of weeks, myself, my friend Valerie Vineyard, who's a writer for the Arizona Daily Star, some other people, Miss Margie Rye.
Wow.
You know, back when we were younger.
Back in the day, right?
Back in the day. So she's one of the judges, some other folks. And so far we've seen about 70 acts. And there's a third round this Thursday. And I don't know how many we'll see, maybe another 30 or 40. But it's been a blast, and people, I mean, this is like one of the fun things in Tucson. You know, young folks and some older guys and gals who are, you know, trying their hand at this this comedy thing, and it's fun, it's free, and people should come out.
Yeah, support that. That sounds great.
Yeah. Also, something that we're supporting, April 9th, over at Valley of the Moon, and Valley of the Moon is going to be on the show in a few weeks, probably about a month.
Right.
The Fred and Jeff Show is underwriting Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Oh, Lord.
And if you've never seen Dr. Horrible, just go ahead and go on Google it up, Dr. Horrible, and it's just phenomenal.
Now, will we have a link to that on our website?
We will have a link to that. And it was written during the writer's strike several years ago by Josh Whedon, who's you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Serenity and Firefly, and it's just spectacular. There's going to be a live cast that's going to act out the movie while the movie's going on.
Oh, that's very cool. A la Rocky Horror Picture Show.
A la Rocky Horror. And it's a fundraiser for Valley of the Moon. $5 to get in. I think it's 7 and under is free. They have a huge lawn area. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. It's going to be a great time.
All right.
Sponsored by the Fred and Jeff Show.
All right. I like that. Anything else you got cooking out there?
Beware the Ides of March.
Yes. Yes. Et tu, Brute? So, all right, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to our first guest, Mr. Tom Boyle from the Hugo O'Connor chapter of the Hibernians. So stick around for the Fred and Jeff Show.
Sit back, take off your coat, baby girl, get it on tonight. Well, I don't want to explain, I just want to unwind. I can't be any more.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
This is Lamont Hunley with Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. A heart rate monitor tracks your fitness training level to help you achieve your maximum results. If you're going too easy or pushing too hard, the heart rate monitor will prompt you to either slow down or speed up. This guidance makes it very easy to stay in your target zone, and it helps you to get the most out of your workout. The monitor, it includes a chest strap that is worn very comfortably around the chest area, and a watch that displays this information. It's like having a coach on your wrist. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. I am Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff, who is frantically going through Wikipedia.
Not frantically. I mean, Big Jim had a question about why the wild geese. When we talked about Hugo O'Connor was a wild geese, and Big Jim said, why wild geese? And so I got into Wikipedia and it said, the flight of the wild geese refers to the departure of the Irish Jacobite army under the command of Patrick Sarsfield from Ireland to France, and Hugo O'Connor was one of the wild geese.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. So, all right. So... Senor Tom Boyle is here from the Hugo O'Connor chapter of the Hibernians.
That would be I.
All right. Tell me, what is a Hibernian?
Well, a Hibernian is a community activist that supports his religion, his culture, and develops his community's activities and what he can do for an opportunity to the community.
Do you have to be Irish to be a Hibernian?
No, not at all.
Okay. And so you guys have, how many Hibernians are there in Tucson?
Well, I would have to consider in faith, along with the rest of the crowd hanging out there, there's about 3,000 or 4,000 of us.
But wow.
How many of us will show up to a meeting? now you're talking about 25.
Right. Okay. So,
and if there's free Guinness, then
it could be more.
It's a drawer. I'll say that.
Tom, where are you from?
I'm from Queens, New York, Long Island City.
All right. And when did you come to Tucson?
I came to Tucson retiring out of the military back in 1992.
92. How do you like our little old Pueblo?
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
And you joined the Hibernians were around back in 92?
Oh, sure they have been.
And so, and you guys do what? Your big event is?
Well, of course, St. Paddy's Day.
And what do you guys got cooking for St. Paddy's Day?
Well, we got a big bash going down at O'Malley's Bar, and we're closing off the street this year, and we're expanding it over to the hut, so we are actually closing in the street so that we can provide more activity and more amusement to the community of the attraction of St. Patrick's event down there.
All right. Give us an idea of what you guys have done in the past.
Oh, well, we've always manned O'Malley's Bar, and O'Malley's been very generous to us by contributing what we earned there in tips to San Miguel High School. And we basically work for tips. And with that money we raise, we turn it over to San Miguel High School.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's San Miguel High School is brand new high school.
Yes, well, it is.
Maybe not brand new. What, like maybe 5-6 years
About
old?
About 5 years now.
And they serve an underserved community.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's great you guys do that.
Yes.
So you're tending bar at O'Malley's and the Hut?
Yes.
All right, and
yes.
Your tips go to?
To the charity.
San Miguel. Okay, yes, what else do the Hibernians do?
Well, we'll do anything for any community activist or any community organization. We're here to serve, and our expertise are in bartending or serving foods.
All right. So, but you have a different day job.
Oh, yes. I own a business here in Tucson.
Okay, so business owner, are most of the Hibernians business owners?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Yes.
So you guys...
Or fire chiefs or police chiefs. But we're very involved in community affairs.
Oh, that's great. And you've been around for a long time.
Quite some time.
All right. So O'Malley's this Thursday, St. Patrick's Day.
Going to be a bash.
What from what time to what time?
I believe the action starts at 5. We'll end up at 2:30.
5 in the afternoon till 2:30 in the morning.
Well, actually, no. O'Malley's opens their doors at 12. We bring in the coffin for Hugo O'Connor. We bring Hugo O'Connor into O'Malley's that afternoon.
Okay. Right, well, let's go back.
Calm down now. I know what excited you.
So well, I just read off Wikipedia that Hugo O'Connor fled in 1691.
He fled to Tucson.
So, and a lot of people think of Hugo O'Connor as the founder of Tucson.
Well, actually, what happened with Hugo O'Connor, he brought a mercenary force into Mexico, and it was able to defeat the forces of Portugal, who were ruling Mexico at the time. And in the grant of all of his performance as a soldier to Mexico, they gave him the state of Arizona.
So at one point, Hugo O'Connor owned the whole state of Arizona?
Actually, I wouldn't know that. Ask the assessor.
Oh.
But that was his grant.
Wow.
You've just validated your Irish heritage.
How did I pull that off?
Oh, I know it's coming now.
Uh-oh.
I'm afraid of you guys. What's going on?
That's
right,
great.
So, well, no.
Well, wait, let's keep going along with that. Hugo O'Connor, so what is the... So Hugo O'Connor's a guy, he owns Arizona at one point in history, and you guys have named your chapter the Hugo O'Connor chapter.
Well, we embellished on the Irish. I mean, that's what we do best.
The bit of the blarney, eh?
The bottom line.
All right. And so you guys bring in a coffin.
Yes.
Tell, what is the genesis of that? How did that start?
Well, actually, we did it in the spirit of a good old Irish wake. That's how we look at things in life. So to move on to a better life is a better world beyond this world. And, well, we kind of represent them and bring them into our parties no matter where we go.
That's great. Where does the parade procession start?
It starts at the Hut itself. That's where the coffin will be laid out that morning for viewing. Of course, anybody who wants to come and see the viewing of Hugo O'Connor, please come. We lay him out for about a half an hour. We're outside the Hut in the courtyard while the band plays on, and from there we walk it over to O'Malley's and we make a big display with him by entering O'Malley's with him.
That's great.
Yeah, and then we toast him and say goodbye for the day.
And then the rest is?
Then it's a party.
The rest stays at O'Malley's.
It is O'Malley's.
That's great. That's great. So, I've heard of the ghost of Hugo O'Connor roaming around the streets of downtown. But
that's generally Alex Hockamy.
That's great. All right. What other fun tidbits do you guys?
Oh, well, we're just a bunch of genuine regular guys, and we meet together for our meetings every month, the first Tuesday at O'Malley's of every month at 6 p.m. We contribute to our youth. We have a motto, youth must be served.
That's
a
great motto.
So actually, we really develop whatever we can in any community, in all communities, and we're very active in all the communities where we can participate to assist other communities to develop.
So the Hibernians are all over the country? Are they international?
Well, we're all over the country, of course.
Wow, that's great. So if someone wanted to join the Hibernians, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you just come on down to Hugo O'Connor or look us up on the web. We have a website.
Great. Well, we'll link that to the we have an electronic companion. It's fredandjeff.com.
I see.
We'll put your link on today's show. We'll have the show up. Today's show is up tomorrow. And
wonderful. Thank you. Appreciate it.
In perpetuity, right, Fred?
Yeah, as long as the internet's last.
Yeah, there you go. So that's great.
Thank you.
All right. So Hugo O'Connor and the Hibernians.
Yes.
Big party on Thursday.
And we're looking forward to all of you showing up. We're ready to serve you.
All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. So on the other side of the break, we're going to take another quick break. We got a little bit more before the news at the bottom of the hour. And Check out FriendJeff.com to get more information on Thursday's St. Patrick's Day party with the Hibernians.
Yes, it is.
Tom, thanks a bunch.
And it's my pleasure being here, and thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quote it.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. I am Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff. We just had a bit of the blarney.
No, that was awesome.
It was awesome. And actually, some of that information may be truthful. I want to pick Jim's brain in a minute about Hugo Conor owning all of Arizona.
Oh wow, that's awesome. I love that.
I would never this close to St. Patrick's Day argue about facts with
there you
an
go.
Irishman.
There you go. Come on, you guys. Tom's gone. We can't. You don't be saying mean things about that.
I'm not. It's nothing mean. Oh, it's just. It's fun.
It is fun. I think that's the whole part about St. Patrick's Day. That's awesome.
I love the Irish. I love
Fred. You are Irish. You have some Irish in you, lad.
I understand that, but it's just when somebody is just so fun and just says things randomly. It makes me happy that I do have a little bit of Irish blood.
That's awesome. That was awesome. Well, we hope those guys big success, especially, I mean, San Miguel High School. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
great. San Miguel is one of the three Catholic high schools in the area, and they have a great program. I mean, they take kids at risk, and they hook them up with mentors in the business community, and that's how they earn their tuition and learn. Job skills and all the fun stuff.
Quality education.
Yeah, and actually, quality. At some point, we should have those guys on.
Yeah,
on
we
the
should.
Show
we and, should absolutely
and
do
really
that.
Because that's a great program. A
couple of South Point grads pitching a rival Catholic high school, but I think
that's all right.
I think we'll get a special dispensation, right?
Yeah, we'll talk to Bishop Kincannis.
There you go. There you go. He'll take care of us.
Well, in the studio with us, we're burning time. I mean, we're going to have to wait for the big story at the other side of the show. But in the studio with us, we do have. Big Jim Griffith with us and
local folklorist extraordinaire. I called you doctor earlier because you are a PhD and you almost hit me with your cane, so I won't do that again.
That's right. Well, I'm just a talking doctor.
So Jim, it's great to have you back on the show.
Well, considering that I had to wake up to come here, why it's lots of fun.
So we're the second half of the show we've devoted to you and a horse race.
Yes.
And so we want to give our well, before we get on to that, let's tell a little bit about you. Jim, who are you? What do you do for some of our listeners that didn't hear you the last time you were on the show?
I'm a folklorist.
Right.
I've been living in Tucson since off and on since 57. Born in Southern California and had the wit to get out and pretty much stay out.
Right.
Worked for the university on what appears to have been a life sentence, and retired about 10 years ago, and I'm still being a folklorist.
Right, and you're a published author.
I'm a published author and a not-yet-published author and all sorts of things. I did a radio show every now and then. I did a TV show on KUAT-TV for 15 years called Southern Arizona Traditions. I helped start a festival called Tucson Meet Yourself.
Yeah, that's a great time.
I've written a bunch of books. So
who better to come in today and tell us about some fabulous event that happened on a St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
And that's what you're going to do.
Yes.
And you actually wrote a book about it, or you wrote
an article in a book.
Yeah. Let me see your book, Jim. The name of this book is A Shared Space.
I could have told you that without letting you see it.
Well,
he likes to prove that he can read.
Come on, Fred. Not only that, usually when I get the guest books in my hand, it stays with me. So this is
he's tried that trick before.
Yeah,
it hasn't been very successful.
So folk life in the Arizona Sonora borderlands. Great. Now tell us, what's you have a love for the borderlands?
Well, that's where I am.
Right.
And had an old cowboy friend who lived up in Clay Springs in the White Mountains, and he once said that if there was any other place he'd rather be, he would have gone there. And I sort of feel that way about Tucson. I love this community. I love this country. I love the people. I love the history. I don't love every one of the people in Arizona.
We have a list.
You were talking about this comedy contest, and I hope they're restricting it to amateurs.
Oh, yeah, certainly. It's just...
The state legislature is not...
Oh, jeez. Jim, I would like to remind you that this is the Fred and Jeff Show. We talk about all the good things going on in Tucson. So.
Well, the best thing going on in Tucson is the fact that the state legislature is in Phoenix.
Well, there you have it. Everyone seems to agree with that here in the Fred and Jeff Show. So, when we come back from the bottom of the hour, our news break, give our fans a little idea of what we're going to be talking about.
Well, I'm going to talk about a horse race that took place in the town of Agua Prieta, which is right south of the town of Douglas, which is on the border in southern Arizona. It took place right down one of the streets in Agua Prieta, and it gave birth to a song which you can get request from about any mariachi or norteño or duet in Tucson. They still know it. They still sing it. I had some musician friends who were playing in a bar for, $5 a song. And one evening, one terrible evening, they had to play 22 songs, 19 of which were the Moro de Cumbres.
So it's a popular song.
Yeah, so on the other side of the break, we're going to hear that song and hear the story.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Stick around.
Tucson's Jolt.
Our job is to question authority.
KJLL.
Right now. It's beginning now.
South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. A new fire has erupted at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant. Crews are also still working to keep another reactor there from melting down and perhaps leaking dangerous levels of radiation. Earlier, Prime Minister Naoto Kan urged citizens to take precautions.
We would like to ask you to remain indoors.
and avoid going outside.
A Red Cross spokesman says the crisis in Japan has stretched resources to the max. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi went on state television Tuesday night vowing to crush the enemy. Witnesses say pro-Gaddafi forces pounded the city of Ajdabiya with artillery and airstrikes. It's the last major point before government troops reach the rebel stronghold in Benghazi. Another funding extension to keep government running is headed for approval. The House okayed the plan Tuesday. The Senate's expected to do the same before Friday. It gives lawmakers another 3 weeks to come up with a budget. This is CNN Radio.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. When you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll learn how to get a free super vitamin D with your free Beta Prostate. Don't wait. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319.
People describe gout flares in painful ways. A blowtorch, a jackhammer, getting stepped on by a rhino in cleats. Okay, that's mine, but you get the point. Why put up with more flares than you have to? Especially when there may be better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. For information, go to gout.com and talk to your doctor about reducing uric acid and describe what it's like having fewer gout flares. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Thank you for calling Huge Conglomerate Insurance. Your call is somewhat important to us. Please hold, and we'll be with you as soon as we can.
When you get sick or injured, the first call you make is to your neighborhood doctor. Shouldn't the next call you make be to your local insurance representative? Skip the hours waiting on hold to ask a simple question about what your insurance policy will cover.
Your current wait time is 45 minutes.
Instead, call Ronstadt Insurance at 721-4848 and get the attention that you deserve. Trust local, trust Ronstadt Insurance. Pioneers in good service.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
How you doing, everybody? I hope you're having a safe drive home on this fabulous day in Tucson.
And with us on the telephone, telephonically, is our friend of the show, Big Mike from the Tinderbox. How you doing, Big Mike?
Hey, gentlemen. Good evening.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. Good.
Hey, you know, before we get into the cigar of the week, you know, we always talk about cigars. And, you know, the Tinderbox is a great place to go and purchase a fine cigar, but it's also one of the few places in Tucson where you have that size of a collection of pipes and pipe tobacco. And actually today, I got my first pipe, which was a $4 corn cob, and started smoking a pipe. And let's talk a little bit about the pipes for a minute.
Yeah, how'd you like that, Fred?
It was tasty. It was very tasty. I even talked Jeff into...
Jeff bought a little pipe himself, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my first one.
Crack into that pipe yet, Jeff?
What?
Did you crack it open that pipe yet?
Yeah, he actually.
I did. I had a little bit of that. What was it? The Winchester.
Wilshire.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's our most popular blend.
Yeah, but I've got to. I'm not good with a pipe, so I'll it's
going.
A learned experience, isn't it?
It is a learning experience, but it's very pleasurable and enjoyable.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, what do you got for us this week, Big Mike?
Today we got the Rocky Patel Edge Maduro.
Fred.
Edge Maduro. It's a great cigar. What's unique about it is the entire cigar is 5-year-old tobacco. Typically, the wrapper is anywhere from 3, 5, 8 years old, but in this instance, the entire cigar is 5-year-old tobacco. It's got a Costa Rican Maduro wrapper. It's got a Honduran binder, and then in the filler of the cigar is a blend of Nicaraguan and Honduran Ligero tobacco. So it's got a little zip to it. It's a nice, strong, heady cigar, and it's got a long finish. So the flavor doesn't really change as you get deeper into the cigar. It's really consistent throughout the entire smoke.
Yeah, you know, Rocky Patel makes fine cigars just across the line, but the Edge is one of my favorites just because it's such a great smoke, and it's on the, you know, it's got a great price on it.
Yeah, it's under $6, and as usual, it's buy three and get one free. It's a really popular cigar here in the store. We do well with it, and just a great smoke.
All right, Mike.
All around.
And what's the deal?
Buy three, get one free, and we're located at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, or you can give us a call at 747-4807. If anyone wants to come into our lounge, we got the NCAA tournament. We have a game going on right now. We got U of A playing Thursday and hopefully Saturday. Come on by the shop and watch a little basketball with us.
All right, and we'll be there next week too, and to chat up some new guests and have a nice smoke. So thanks a bunch, Mike.
All right, thanks, gentlemen. Have a great evening.
Right on the other side of the break, you're going to hear a wonderful song
and some good stories.
See you in a minute.
Myself out gazing at stars.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279, or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
De marzo a la ciudad de Agua Prieta vino gente de donde quiera. Vinieron a las carreras el relámpago y el moro, dos caballos de primera. El moro de Pedro Fimbres era del
Rafael Romero. Cuando paseaban al moro se miraba tan bonito que empezaron a apostar. Toda la gente decía que aquel caballo venía especialmente a ganar.
And we're back. This is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff. And you just heard about half of El Moro de Cumpas.
El Moro de Cumpas. Big Jim, what is that song? What's he saying?
Well, he's talking about or singing about a horse race that took place on 4th Street in Agua Prieta, Sonora, on St. Patrick's Day of 1957, I believe. And the whole story is great. It starts off with the fact that Sonoran people love horse races. Not as one gentleman, as the author of this song, as he explained to me, six or seven horses, each one owned by a syndicate, but two brave horses, each one from a different community, each one representing its ranch, standing up to each other.
Nice.
And muy mexicano.
Yeah. Now, you met the author of this song?
I've interviewed and knew the author of this song, and he came up and played at Tucson Meet Yourself a couple of years,
too. That's great.
And so Sonorans love horse races, and there was a very fast dapple gray horse in the town of Cumpas, which is sort of halfway between Moctezuma and Nacozari de Garcia in Sonora. And he was a ranch horse owned not as this guy who sang this song got the name a little bit wrong, because whoever heard of a Mexican named Frisbee? So quite often they change it to Fimbres, but his name was Pedro Frisbee. And there are Frisbees in Tucson running a local Mexican restaurant. And it's a well-known family in Sonora and southern Arizona, and they had this great horse. Meanwhile, in Agua Prieta, there was a man named Rafael Romero, and he ran a nightclub called the Club Copacabana. And he booked the best acts from Mexico City, and he would go down to Mexico City, and he met all these great artists, including the great ranchera singer Pedro Infante. And he got to be good friends with Pedro Infante, and they were sort of a size. Now, a guy like Pedro Infante would have dozens of charro costumes. And so he gave one charro suit to his friend Rafael Romero from Sonora to wear in the 16th of September and other parades on patriotic occasions. There's only one trouble. You don't walk in a parade in a charro.
No, you do not.
Now, wait a second.
You ride a horse.
Right, so for people, so our listeners that don't know what a charro suit is, what...
It's what mariachis wear. It's tight trousers with buttons all down the sides, tight jacket, great big sombrero. The kind of thing that took Gordo in the comic books about a half an hour to pour himself into. and so here we are with this costume. He needed a horse. Now, he had a friend who was a milkman, who was crazy after fast horses, and he had just purchased a fast horse, very gentle but fast, called Relampago, Lightning. And so he borrowed his friend's horse to ride in the parade. And while he had the friend's horse, the friend died. And the friend's widow came to Don Rafael and said, My husband left me cows. I feed the cows. The cows give milk. I sell the milk. If I'm lucky, I make money. He left me a horse. I feed the horse, and he gets hungry again. Buy the horse. And so Rafael Romero took jukebox receipts. He had a bunch of jukebox money from his nightclub, and he bought this horse with jukebox receipts. And then, of course, all the other people in Sonora who had good, fast horses said, well, race him, you know. And the Frisbee family had this terrific horse, Relámpago. And so he accepted the challenge from Relámpago, and they had a race on the Dia de San Patricio down the one of the main streets of Agua Prieta, and the finish line was outside, guess what, the Copacabana nightclub.
So everyone could go in afterwards and have
you
a cocktail.
Bet. Sure. You bet, or a beer, or two or three beers. Now, Sonorans like horse races for the drama, for the general ambiente. There's always a bunch of musicians at one of these match races going around and playing songs for X dollars or X pesos a song. There's always somebody selling beer. There's always somebody selling food. It, in other words, becomes a Mexican occasion. And people like to bet on horse races. Well, the Moro was the favorite. Everybody knew the Moro, and nobody knew Relámpago. And so they, my friend, or the gentleman I was proud to call a friend, who was a mariachi, who at that point worked for Don Rafael in the Copacabana, went to Don Rafael. He'd written a couple of other corridos about horse races before. So he went to Rafael Romero and asked permission to write a song about this race. And Don Rafael said yes. And so he stationed one of his friends at the starting line, one of his friends halfway through, and he was at the finish line. And so he got reports on how things went. Well, they got a jockey to ride Relámpago named Trini Ramirez. And I interviewed Mr. Ramirez. If he's still alive, this was 10, 12 years ago, if he's still alive, he is a horse trainer working mostly in Prescott. But I interviewed Mr. Ramirez, and he said, well, yes, they came to me and asked about would I ride this horse, and I said, well, I have to see him. So he drove me, Romero drove me out to Trini Ramirez, out to where the horse was, and he drove up to the corral, and I said, all right, you can drive on. And he said, aren't you going to look at the horse? And I said, I have. That horse will win.
Wow.
Drama.
Right. So it's a totally untried horse.
Well, untried in this area, but he had done some running in California.
Unbeknownst to people.
Well, beknownst.
Okay.
But you know, where in Arizona is there a horse that can't beat anything out of California, you know? And so, and as they say in the song, when they exercised the moto, he looked so handsome that people started to bet. Everybody said that that horse had come especially to win. Checks, bills, and coins were placed on the horse from Cumpas. By Sunday morning, by afternoon, the bets exceeded 100,000 pesos. Well, I asked about that when I was interviewing Ramirez and also Mr. Yanez, and they both said, it was in the millions of pesos.
Wow.
But if we told the truth in the song, the tax collectors would have been all over the community. Then the song talks about various individuals who put bets on the horse. And then the two jockeys were walking along, exercising their horse. Two surcingle-style jockeys, because in the old days, you didn't use a saddle for the horse races. You just ran with a surcingle that you tucked your knees under. Except that Relampago actually had a English saddle, and the jockey wore silks.
Wow.
But somebody said that was the first one in Agua Prieta that ever did it. Dos corredores de faja, dos buscadores de triunfo. He's talking about the jockeys, two seekers after triumph. Los dos eran buenos gallos. They were two good fighting roosters. At last they started the race, and the word he uses here is they gave the Santiago. Well, Santiago is the old battle cry of Imperial Spain. It's what Cortez and his guys yelled when they'd charge the Aztecs on their 19 horses.
What does this sound? What do they say?
Santiago.
Oh, that's what they yell.
Yeah, Santiago y a ellos. St. James and after them. And Santiago being the patron saint of Spain, St. James the Greater. And the Moro took off ahead intending to win, but Ramirez quirted the chestnut, and halfway down the track he left the Moro behind. Leonardo Yáñez, El Nano, the composer of this ballad, begs pardon of everyone, but there's no doubt that the chestnut from Agua Prieta won and the Moro from Cumpas lost. Now, I asked him why he had to apologize in his song, and he said, well, it's simple. He said, because I told all my friends to bet on the Moro. The Moro was the favorite.
Oh, no.
The owners of the Moro cried foul. They had to have a rerun. But what I was told by the guy who rode Relampago was that the Moro was a terrific short-run horse, but Relampago was a better long-distance runner. Now, there's several little bits. You may guess that emotions ran high.
Well, yeah, people are losing cars bets.
People are losing cars, cattle, ranches.
Wow.
People drove new pickups to Agua Prieta and walked back or hitched a ride back. When Trini Ramirez pulled Relampago to a stop, he slid off the horse, and he was surrounded, of course, by a bunch of buddies slapping him on the back and giving him a bottle to drink out of. And he noticed one of them doing something down around his belt line, and he looked down, and he said, it wasn't a pistol they'd stuck in my belt. It was a pistolota, a big pistol. And I said, what's that for? And he said, they're looking for you.
Oh, man. No.
So Ramirez hid for a couple of days after winning the race. And I apologize because I have not yet managed to interview any Frisbees. Most of my information comes from Ramirez's and from Yaños and from Romero's. So I'm sure the Frisbees have
a perfectly
legitimate and different story. I just don't happen to know it. But if you drive down the highway from Nacozari to Moctezuma, along the Rio Moctezuma, you will come to a place where there's a turnoff for the town of Cumpas. And at that turnoff, there is a huge statue of a dapple gray horse, and that's the Moro. And the two horses were celebrated. The owners would take them to fairs and to fundraising charitable events. You could pay your ex pesos and get your picture taken with the Moro de Cumpas.
That's crazy.
And these horses were heroes. And after both horses died, Yanez wrote another ballad, Farewell to Two Horses, and in which he talks about these two heroic horses. Relampago died he had to be put down. He had cancer. And the last time I was in Mr. Ramirez's living room, there was the TV set, and over the TV set was the head and neck of Relampago. He had him stuffed, and he was there.
Wow.
And when the Moro died, people who were there said that they loaded the horse on a truck, a flatbed truck, covered him with flowers, had a mariachi walking along behind him, escorting him out of town to be buried. And one lady told me, and his beautiful white tail dragged in the dust, and we cried.
Wow, that's a great
story.
So
this is a horse story, and this is a true story. And I think...
No, that's a great story.
Have I just about sort of run out of my time?
Well, I got one question for you, because that's a fantastic story. And folks can pick up your book and read the whole story about the horse race.
You just about have to get it through Amazon, I guess. It's put out by Utah State University Press, and it's got stuff about this horse race, and it's got... things on Cascarones and lots of little essays.
Oh, that's great. Well, Jim, you're absolutely one of the folks that makes it fun to live in Tucson with your stories, and from Tucson Meet Yourself to the programs you did for the U of A, which, by the way, we've got links to on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Great.
And we'd like to give away a dozen roses.
Yeah, and actually... you know what? It's been a while since we've given away any roses from Mayfield, and we want to thank our friends, the Coleman brothers,
right?
And they give us a dozen roses to hand out to our listeners. If you follow us on Twitter, here's how you win a dozen roses from Mayfield Florists. We're sending it out. The first person to call us,
Fred.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, Twitter is back. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're dealing with technology. We just sent it. The first person to Twitter us back gets the dozen roses from Mayfield Floors. And that reminds me, I mean, we have about 30 seconds left. Visit us at our electronic companion, the Fred and Jeff, fredandjeff.com.
Yeah, check us out on Facebook.
We're on Facebook. We're on iTunes.
Right.
And we're on Twitter.
So we're trying to pump up the Twitter, and Fred just gave it away. So really, the first caller to find...
No. The first person to respond back on Twitter...
Gets the roses. All right, very good.
And we'll do it that way.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. Big Jim Griffiths, thanks so much for coming on today's show.
Thank you.
Southern Arizona twist on St. Patrick's Day for us. And folks, please go down and support the Hibernians on Thursday at the O'Malley's in the Hut. And we'll be at the Tinderbox next week, so come on by and see us next Tuesday.
And
have a great week.
Have a great week.
Yep.
Maria Luisa.
Tucson's Jolt.
Our job is to question authority.
KJLL.
Right now. It's beginning now.
South Tucson.